Hello, thank you very much. On behalf of the Ministry of Environmental Protection and Agriculture of Georgia, I would like to express my very sincere gratitude to the EU and partner organizations for their invaluable support provided to Georgia within the framework of EU Water Initiative Plus project. I would like to very briefly overview some of the recent activities that has taken place in Georgia with the support of the project, and that has helped the country to progress within the planned water reform. Within the project framework and with the support of the UNEC, the draft law on water resources management has been fully finalized. The draft law is based on the European norms and principles, and in particular on the Water Framework Directive. The adoption and implementation of the new law is one of the key requirements of the EU-Georgia Association Agreement. Once it is adopted, it will establish the river basin management through the development and implementation of the river basin management plans in Georgia. Out of the 6 river basin management plans that needs to be developed, 3 are being developed within the project framework, and one of them is undergoing a pilot strategic environmental assessment. Also by the project team, a methodology on the application of SEA to the river basin management plans is also developed for Georgia. As you will agree, engagement and participation of the stakeholders is highly important in the process of policy making. And in this regard, national policy dialogues have provided a very useful platform to help the stakeholders engage in the discussions on the progress of Georgia in the water reform and provide their insights. Also, the project has provided a very important support in terms of water resources monitoring. In particular, they have provided an important assistance throughout the accreditation process of the key monitoring laboratory in Georgia in accordance to the updated ISO standard of 2018. In addition, the project team has analyzed and identified the challenges that the laboratory was facing, and corresponding those challenges, they have purchased a very important equipment and provided capacity enhancement activities for the laboratory team. And thanks to those equipments and the capacity enhancement activities, we are now able to conduct monitoring on priority substances, which on its end is one of the requirements of the EU-Georgia Association Agreement. At the transboundary level, with the support of the UNEC, there has been bilateral negotiations going on with our neighboring country, Armenia, on the Debeta River Basin. The aim of the negotiation is to develop a bilateral technical transboundary agreement between the National Environmental Agency of Georgia and Environmental Information and Monitoring Center of Armenia. In order to agree on the technical specifications, the content and timeline of the agreement, a pilot survey was conducted in September 2020 on the Debeta River Basin. The list is very long of the support that has been provided within the project, and my time is quite limited, so I will stop here. I will once again use this opportunity to express my very sincere gratitude towards the UWPLUS project. Lastly, I would like to emphasize that there is still a lot to be done in Georgia to progress and achieve the planned reform in the water resources management. The continuation of the support from the EU within the similar projects as the EU+ will be highly, highly important for us in this process. I thank you very much for the time.